Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Intrigue Minds Podcast, guys. I hope I have not been keeping you away too long. just wanted to go over a few things before I get into today's episode. As we all know, man, as I stated in a multitude of times in our current or previous episodes under the Intrigue Minds Podcast, the current state of our world, you know, as you may know, is currently under spiritual warfare. And I say that as I stand witnessing and, you know, just seeing everything unveil as we, you know, progress further into these times of revelations. Within the revelations, as you, you know, may or may not read the Bible, but you see things becoming more common in the face of, you know, adversity, including evil, deception. You know, some of the seven deadly sins are more, you know, more out in the open now, such as, you know, gluttony, lust, envy, greed. You know, men are becoming more for themselves, as God stated in the Bible. More men are becoming more entertained by the physical materials of life, you know, rather than the spiritual nurturing, you know, which I feel is, you know, much more important than any material could ever give you, because a man stands with everything and still has everything to lose. And when I say that, I mean a man that has nothing to offer but riches and you know, material is, I would describe as an empty soul, because he has nothing else, you know, and a man's money will soon depart. A man's riches will soon depart from him, you know, because as I stated, you know, as we progress further into these times of revelations, it is not, you know, it is not known to many that, you know, we will start to see more evil unveil itself in the physical, you know, presence. You know, in our physical realm, as we, you know, continue to grow and learn about, you know, spirituality and faith. You know, in the current state of our world. So I hope that all my supporters and listeners, or whoever out there, can hear me and learn how to fruitfully grow and spirituality and faith. I say that because the understanding of the current state of our world can impact lives, not in a physical state, you know, but in a spiritual essence. A lot of people still may not know what's going on as the times become more dark and evil by the day. So, you know, even for the beginners, the novice in the world of spirituality, always remember to carry that faith inside you and hold it like a candle in the night, because in darkness there's always a light. You know, not too many, you know, not to get into too many theatrics, but, you know, just thought I would provide some jewels of wisdom, because there's a lot of empty souls out there as we speak, and also may, you know, need some much needed words of encouragement. So as I transition into today's episode, I just wanted to speak on that and kind of give an idea for what it will be about. You know, the theme is Lost Ones. I know you may know from, you know, you may know a song from Lauryn Hill's previous album called Lost Ones that was titled on her album. The album was titled Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which released on 1998. So I was very, very young at the time. I know many of you might have been as well. But, you know, basically around that, you know, time when that song had released, within that, you know, within that album, of just, you know, jewels and gems of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and everything you might have, you know, wanted in the album back then. Because, you know, hip-hop is transitioning to a state of, you know, very unprecedented times, you know, such as, you know, murder, hate, you know, just evil, just, you know, unspeakable things that's been echoed throughout the, you know, the chambers of, you know, any studio that's been recorded in with these, you know, these artists today. You know, it's just the vibration, I feel, has lowered. It's lowered and it's set a bar of, you know, unparalleled, you know, proportions, you know, which, you know, may leave many as to not want to participate even in this, you know, sport of hip hop anymore, because it's gotten to a point where, you know, anybody can, you know, make it in this, you know, game, and anybody can, you know, transition into a hip hop artist. It used to be more of a grind and, you know, getting from this, you know, getting from one spot to the next and, you know, meeting this person and connecting with that. But, you know, these kids now have the internet. They have the internet to convey their message to the world and everything else in that sense. So, you know, I just wanted to get my, you know, perspective on, you know, what's going on with that. You know, with the state of hip hop and everything, you know, as I get into this today's, you know, episode, which is titled Lost Ones, as I stated before. And it's titled Lost Ones for a reason. Lost Ones is, you know, a contribution to hip-hop, I do believe, in a spiritual, you know, sense. In a spiritual sense, basically Lost Ones, you know, she states that how can you win if you're not right within? You know, it's been out for a very long time. To reiterate, you know, Lost Ones simply conveys a message in which there are lost souls in remission with a call unsure of how to obtain that purpose in their lives due to their inner being, or what others may call the spiritual nature. The most important thing in life is understanding the potential and capabilities, which sometimes are discovered unknowingly. The best place of growth, I can assure, is in our most uncomfortable parts of life as we venture on, you know, our paths through time. You know, I feel as when Lauren made that song, she was also foretelling of a society so loosely based off material and status. You know, as explained before, a man will soon depart from his money and riches, you know, because he has nothing else if only material. And that is a life that I never would want to, you know, live, you know, because without a spiritual presence in life, then, you know, you know, what is life, you know, to be lived, you know, just, you know, in a physical asset, in a physical aspect, because we feed the flesh so much and we just do it unknowingly to the point where we grow depressed and, you know, full of anxiety and just, and it just becomes a bad thing. You know, you see it all around the internet. You see, you know, what we, you know, whatever they titled us, sex workers and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, OnlyFans and this and that, and you know, and as I stated, I'm not judging anybody. I don't know anybody's situation. You know, whatever your hustle may be, I pray that it leads you to a better, you know, position within the spiritual realm. You know, because being tied into the spiritual realm has a lot of perks, and, you know, it has a lot of, it has a lot of positive, you know, aspects that can really lead you to a, you know, a more fruitful life, you know, in that nature. So, and when I, you know, as I continuously and repetitively say spiritual, you know, sense, I mean, when I say spiritual sense, I mean, just within, sense of knowing there is a higher power, higher, you know, a higher energy that can carry you from the lower frequencies of life, tied to material and physical and, you know, the things of this world, you know. Most of society, you know, as I continue with this episode titled Lost Ones, you know, as I stated, you know, she was foretelling of a society so loosely based off material and status that the loss of purpose will be a consistent problem for the mature audiences, you know, trickling down to the youth. So you go from each class, you draw out a map of, you know, the age groups, you know, or in the demographics, you know, in the current state of the world, you know, and it just, you know, see everything you see on TV, you know, ads promoting, you know, material, you know, diamonds and chains and cars, and, you know, how can I get more of this and how can I get more of that, you know, and I want to be just like this new rapper and I want to be just like this new person, but, in a consequential, you know, area in the mind, you know, you're just like, okay, well, maybe I need to manifest this more instead of manifesting into a higher power. Or maybe I need to manifest, you know, wanting these things, you know, rather than making your spiritual growth a priority. You know, because I'm not going to lie, guys, I see a lot of people out there and it seems like a lot of people are in a zombie-like, you know, phase of their life at this moment, because a lot of people aren't taking this you know, spirituality too seriously. And a lot of more people are dwelling in a lower frequency, you know, of the world, you know, not needing or not understanding what, you know, is most and, you know, most important in life, you know, which is, you know, our spiritual essence and how we carry ourselves and, you know, what we do and, you know, how do we get to this, you know, points of our lives and everything like that. So, and I'm going to say as well, you know, most of society have inner conflict. Most of society has inner conflict, you know, which resides from unresolved traumas dealt to us throughout life. You know, whether it be from earlier on in life or currently, it can be, you know, from rejection, you know, it can be from, you know, a point in your life where you have gotten disappointed, you know, on so many times. I know me, myself, I've got disappointed a substantial amount of time or extension amount of times, where it's to the point where you don't trust anything, you don't trust anyone, and that can make a person, you know, get to the point where they just like, well, maybe I'm just not meant to have nothing in life, or maybe I'm just not meant to be happy in life, or maybe I'm just not meant to have this or, you know, do that, or have anybody to interact or socialize with, or have anybody to love. The best thing you can do as a potential lost soul is to continue the process of growth, because at some point we will have to face our demons and overcome that obstacle. You know, everyone does. If we seek to surpass, you know, to get past that point of pain, then, you know, we just have to confront it head on. No one ever found purpose through being comfortable, and that's because it will never come in that way or fashion, you know, which we desire. If you're dwelling and intertwining with the spirits of the lower vibe, you know, lower frequencies, and it may come out into the physical, you know, presence, but, you know, it may come with a price. You know, you see a lot of people often giving up an aura that I got here because I got here. You know. And in a sense, you did have help from a, you know, darker or demonic, you know, entity, but I'll save that for another day. It's kind of like when you send out a prayer and it kind of doesn't happen how you would expect, you know, and then becomes something that over time works for your betterment overall. So that's, you know, kind of like how God works. He sends things for what you need, not what you may want. You know, he puts us in a place of, you know, betterment and sustainability in life, and not fruitfulness within, you know, physicality, you know, how that works out and everything like that. So we all seek to be loved, accepted in this world, but, you know, generally don't understand that things take time to manifest. as you get further along your journey, you know, you as a lost one, me as a lost one, and everyone else that, you know, determines, you know, who they aim to be. If and only you seek out the long route rather than taking shortcuts, I will, you know, I can promise you that you will be rewarded for your patience, gratitude, and perseverance. Anytime you feel the need to take a shortcut, always remember, you partake in diminishing your growth. You contribute to your self-destruction. A lot of people have, including entertainers, artists, and look where they currently lie. Not physically, but spiritually. Empty, full of sorrows and regret. And so I say again, substituting off Lawrence Hill's song, how can you win if you are not right within? Understanding and establishing inner peace, you know, can help you go forth to conquer your journey, you know, which you might have sought, you know, which will lead you to a true manifestation of happiness and abundance. You know, so keep that in mind, you know, guys, and thank you for all tuning in to another episode of Intrigue Minds Podcast. More content on the way. Everyone be patient, you know, everyone be patient in life and, you know, just, you know, wait, you know, because timing is everything, guys, and timing is the essence of, how we engage in life every day. You know, things are not going to happen when we want it to happen, you know, so we have to play and partake in, you know, the virtue of patience. You know, it is rewarding. So everyone be blessed, and I hope you all continue this journey, which leads to fruitfulness.